truth. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. You know, strange phenomenon happening all around us. The plan unfolding in front of our eyes, this evil plan. A lot of people are trying to resist. You know, I was listening to some broadcasts over the weekend, and I went to, you know, see somebody who recently passed away. That their wake was today, and a whole lot of people at this funeral parlor. And over the weekend, I was sitting there thinking about how far we've come towards just the idiocracy. Degeneracy Incorporated, and it's baffling how quickly in rapid succession this thing is unfolded. You know, I remember still when I was younger where this guy Howard Stern basically was one of the catalysts for the mainstreaming of pornography. This huge radio show, and you know, all the various guests he would bring on and so forth, and the whole entertainment television, where Stern would do his show on video, and all the shenanigans, and how this all now where we're at, drag queen story time and all this other stuff. Whole Foods pushing it, drag queen story time, and, you know, Whole Foods who dated at Whole Foods years ago, probably almost 20 years ago. And it was even the one here, one of the ones here in St. Louis. And it was even full of, looking back on it now, progressives. These people that call themselves progressives. And in a few areas they might be, but in most areas they're just Marxists and collectivists and so forth. The amount of now Civil War predictive programming across alternative media and across your far left, excuse me, your far left outlets. You know, I don't want to see this, but unfortunately, I could see that, you know, you got Chris Hayes over on MSNBC. You've got Facebook in their little, you know, always changing terms of service and all that stuff. Basically, green lighting violence against people that are deemed dangerous by Facebook and so forth. This little 2 point some odd billion, they call it a country. You know, the things that have happened since just the tech boom, then the internet came online, and all the dark money with, you know, behind Zuckerberg and Google and so forth and so on. You know, it just stinks of the whole Rex 84, Army internment resettlement operations, this whole thing. And unfortunately, a lot of people in our sector, let's say, they get caught up in the moment. And look, these people, these young blood, okay, now they're Q, here's calling them Jihad Squad, and this, you know, the memes being posted of AOC and Ayanna Pressley and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. I mean, this whole Ilhan Omar thing with Somalia, and this was a week-long psyop, okay? And, you know, it's fascinating where you get into the, you know, and I was thinking about this. Remember David Bowie and his supermodel? She was Somali, okay? And this was way back, you know, heck, this was, I want to say, late 80s, mid to late 80s where this happened. And this was, you know, when I was in the military and actually spending time in Somalia, boots on the ground, seeing the rotting meat hanging in 100-degree heat in the little markets, whatever you call these things, with like 100 flies on them. Just the craziest place you would ever want to see. But David Bowie and his wife Iman, the supermodel, Somalian supermodel, and then you have Ilhan Omar. Now, I was listening to a little bit of Jones, and he's really kind of jumping into this caste system among the Somalis and the Arab slave traders and so forth and so on. So basically, some of the people with the research are basically saying that Ilhan Omar is one of the upper caste Somalis, high on the pecking order type thing and so forth and so on, and she's basically bedfellows with the Arab element of the slave traders that have been, you know, running Islamic slave trade out of black Africans out of the Horn of Africa for centuries. And there might be some truth to that. You know, what's fascinating about the Omar thing is the pumping communism as basically the economic ideology, but also pumping all of the the degenerate elements of the regressive left, while wearing a hijab and standing up for young men that got sucked in to go join the jihadi squads over here with Daesh and Al-Shabaab, I think the name is over there in Somalia. And so it's just this strange cognitive dissonance that she personifies by wearing the Islamic, regalia, so to speak, but at the same time pumping the AOC, neo-Marxist, Bernie-type political and social agenda here in the United States. And what's so fascinating is very few people in that sector can see the strangeness to it, the strange flavor. But on this broadcast have been talking about this a long time. When I came on the air while Ferguson was going on, you had these Palestinian types and Arabic types that were getting involved with the anti-police activities with this Michael Brown psyop. And so we started to see around 5 years ago, but this was before this. I mean, think about Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam with relationships with Middle Eastern leaders and so forth and so on. So, I've got this article up about the 5 percenters, and I can get to this gentleman, Clarence 13X, who was this guy that was basically left the Nation of Islam or got kicked out because of his gambling and other habits. And he starts this group called the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths. And it's really intertwined with some of the racialist elements in the black hip hop circles, the Wu-Tang Clan and Jay-Z and all these characters. And I'll try to get to that article if I can. But we see this mishmashing of, it's basically an anti-white, embrace anything that is not Western kind of, try to cement all these different factions together. The communists, a lot of the radical leftist Marxist Jewish element and the money changers behind them, the modern day Jacob Schiffs and so forth and so on, pumping this neo-Bolshevik revolution here, along with the Latinas. Stuart Rhodes was on some programs this week, and he calls her A.O. Shea instead of AOC, A.O. Shea, hence Che Guevara. And Stuart Rhodes, with all of his warts and barnacles and maybe glossing over some of the let's say kosherite mafia activities, giving them a free pass, he's very good at the analytics with basically being able to pinpoint and kind of look at and break down the Marxist revolutionary, at least, ideology here, in other parts of Western culture as well. You've got all this stuff going on, and you got Antifa factions in Germany and Austria. You've got Antifa factions in Britain and so forth and so on. So, Hitler came up against the Antifas during his rise. And so this Antifa organization is just a front, as we know, for basically Bolshevism. And Ayanna Pressley, this black female member of the squad, so she represents the black element of the red, black, and green. And then, of course, Rashida Tlaib, Palestinian from Dearborn, Michigan, very high concentration of Islamic folks there. Unfortunately, a lot of them are getting sucked into hip-hop culture and thuggery, and this weaponized cultural overwrite system that basically creates chaos in all of our major cities. And a lot of the Islamic guys in Britain and Germany and France and the United States have kind of, they run these gas stations, and so a lot of their clientele happen to be black, and so they're all listening to the same toxic brew of music and culture. And look, it's gone across the Latino community with the Cypress Hills and other kind of Mexican rap. I mean, this stuff's gone worldwide. And so now you're seeing, I was watching a video today. This is in Slovakia, one of the biggest slums, and it's all a bunch of gypsies in one of these towns in Slovakia. And one of these vloggers, these YouTube guys, they go over there and vlog the whole thing. And these kids, you can tell they've been tainted by this whole, you know, Jerry Heller, Rick Rubin, Lyar Cohen-esque, pump the worst elements of these rappers, and then they make gods out of these guys, the Kardashians and the Jenners and all these Instagram models and so forth are all sucked into this culture. They all want to date NBA guys, and the whole thing is basically turning our country and the West basically into a cesspit, to where all these girls want to date guys that look like they're part of the criminal element and so forth. And so this squad, it really epitomizes the overthrow of what's left of just traditional Americana. Now you see this guy, this actor, and I don't know him from Adam, Chris Pratt, okay, white guy. He's out with his girlfriend, his wife, or whatever. He's got a Don't Tread on Me shirt with an American flag, okay, where basically the Gadsden snake is over the outline of the American flag. And so now you've got, think about the psychological warfare, how successful it's been, to where all the Twitter people and blah, 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 they all say that basically that is a white supremacist symbol. So they've taken our patriotic symbols. Okay, they started with the Confederates, right? Remember Charlottesville and all this stuff? Now they've ratcheted it past Charlottesville. Now they're going after just basically militaristic kind of nationalistic Revolutionary War patriotic signs and symbols that have been, you know, in the patriot community for a long, long time. Hell, I've been wearing that kind of stuff around here and there for years. But now you see they're bringing this out into the mainstream kind of media, which then gets dumped onto Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube little blurbs and so forth, to where now I could wear a shirt that I've been wearing, hell, for years. I could wear that same shirt down the street, which is totally innocuous, and they're saying it's a white supremacist symbol. So you see how the ratchet is constantly moving the goalposts. You know, Michelle Obama talked about the goalposts are always moving and blah, 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 blah. And see, this is projection, the Alinskyite projection. Yes, the goalposts are always moving, and the Alinskyite, Bill Ayers, Pritzker mob up there in Chicago, which the Obamas are little, you know, flunkies of, they keep moving the goalposts, okay? So basically, any expression by Europeans, people of European descent, is now going to be considered white supremacist, Nazi, and so forth and so on. So the goalposts for us keep moving. This is what's insane. So 3 years ago, you could have been wearing a shirt, blah, blah, blah. This very same shirt, you could probably be attacked for in certain sectors and elements of our society, just because the weaponization of, especially of social media, regurgitating the Salons, the Voxes, the Slates, the Vices, the Washington Post, the MSNBCs, and all the rest of the Markstream media. Very alarming. And so, you know, I've got tons of Civil War, let's just say, predictive programming in front of my face right now, pulled up on the computer. I got some clips. Ken, get clip 4 ready. This is Mike Adams once again. Dave Hodges, Mike Adams, Steve Quayle, a whole bunch of the people in that kind of sector are really zeroing in on Civil War. And look, Dave Hodges has been talking about this for quite a while. And look, it's starting to come to fruition. So now, and I've been exposing this on the show, is like basically this willful embrace eventually of California to basically invite in a Red Dawn type of activities from the Chinese, and with a few more shoes to drop. You know, you got the goofballs like Ted Lieu out there in California, and you got Chinatown in San Francisco's massive, unpoliceable. You know, the Tongs, and basically they run that town. They do what they want. They're killing dogs, I'm sure. They're doing whatever they want outside of American law. And this is what happens in a lot of the no-go zones here in other parts of the country. They're fighting dogs. It's almost like there's a lot of places where police really can't even get you anymore. In various ethnic communities in the country, the barrios, there's whatever goes on there goes on there. The cops really have a hard time getting in. In the hood, in parts of St. Louis and Chicago and elsewhere, Houston, Dallas, it's really hard for law enforcement to even try to keep any semblance of order. And I'm not talking about revenue generating. I'm talking about stopping real hardcore like felonies where there's real victims and so forth and so on. And so, you know, the whole thing with snitches get stitches, snitches lay in ditches. Witness intimidation. I mean, this is real stuff, and so we're witnessing the, and balkanization is a loose term, but we're witnessing the tearing apart of what, you know, it's always been a real, it's never been a real melting pot, but it's been, it was a lot more melted than we're seeing now. I mean, now we're seeing the, through academia and media and so forth, now they're getting people to self-segregate, where 10 years ago they would have whined about the segregation and how racist it is and blah, 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 blah. Now you have stuff here in St. Louis, like I was reading a local community newspaper. I was getting some work on my car done. And there's stuff like this, the Uhuru House. U-H-U-R-U, the Uhuru House, Black Power Blueprint. Look it up. It's a YouTube channel. Black Power Blueprint. Now, and it's basically about the African People Socialist Party and all this stuff. It really comes out of a lot of the cultic movements of the 60s and the Black Revolutionary stuff and all this. But it's like these people, their YouTube channel gets to stay up, no problem. This is all like, the community thinks it's great and so forth and so on. But nobody, you know, nobody sees the hypocrisy here. White people can't even have anything that has to do with white, blah, 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 blah. And these people can actually have, I mean, still push the Black Power stuff all over the place. And then the squad, the Marxist revolutionary types like Bill, they all, oh, this is just so great, blah, 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 blah. It's basically what it is a genocidal agenda. It's the South Africanization, okay, of the larger society here, and they've really militarized the American Black culture because of slavery. Okay, even though only 2% of the people owned slaves and so forth and so on, documented stuff. They've got people so wound up intellectually that they think every person with white skin, they're a descendant of a slave owner. Let's get back into the Civil War stuff, though, and roll clip 4, Ken.
Now, in that video that's now on Brighteon, the Civil War II analysis, John Mark, I think is his name, talks about the coming Civil War. What I think you need to understand is that it will be geographically local, where you know, Civil War I in American history was the North versus the South. But what's coming in Civil War II is going to be every state, or essentially every state, will be the rural areas versus the state capital or the dominant cities in that state. So, for example, in Colorado, the Civil War, it wouldn't be North Colorado versus South Colorado. It would be rural Colorado versus Denver, you know, versus the left-wing tyrants in Denver. In California, it's going to be rural California versus the left-wing communist leaders in Sacramento and San Francisco and Los Angeles and so on. In Oregon, same type of thing. It's going to be rural Oregon versus the insane left-wing anti-American lunatics in Portland. And in Washington State, same deal. Rural Washington versus Seattle, which is collapsing into third world status even as we speak. Now, in some states, like, you know, moving slightly to the east from that, go to Idaho and Wyoming and Montana, probably not going to have much of a civil war there, maybe a very short-lived one, especially in Idaho, because Idaho is a patriotic state. Almost everybody in Idaho loves America, and they're going to defend America. And if there are any traitors or enemies of America in Idaho, they will be, well, we'll just say, quickly nullified. They will be out of power very quickly. Same thing's true in Wyoming. Probably much the same is true in places like Nevada and Utah. Arizona might be some fighting in certain areas surrounding Phoenix. But again, what John Mark points out in his video is that every city depends on electricity and inputs. Inputs like food and water. I already mentioned electricity, but also fuel. So those inputs have to come into the city. And it's a simple matter, he explains, for in a Civil War type of scenario, it's a simple matter to disconnect those cities from those inputs. And honestly, how long does Los Angeles last if there's no electricity? And we're starting to see power grid failures recently in New York City and in Southern California just the other day. Power grid failures are increasing even in the good times, not to mention a civil war or a foreign power invading our country, or the Chinese landing communist troops on the West Coast and so on. Believe me, if the communist Chinese take over Los Angeles and are working with Governor Newsom, who is a communist in my view, it's going to be a very, very quick reaction by patriots in California to probably cut off the Los Angeles power grid and stop all food deliveries and fuel deliveries to Los Angeles, because that will be necessary to defend our country against a foreign invader who is working with traitors, i.e. Newsom and others, who are trying to betray this country. So what Stuart Rhodes mentioned that I think is worth repeating is that all the military veterans in America, almost all of them are pro-America, and they don't need orders from headquarters to take action. They already know what to do. In fact, they've been trained by the military to do the kinds of things that need to be done to defend their country against seditious traitors, acts of treason, and acts of domestic terrorism carried out by radical leftists and these haters of America.
All right, you can stop it there, and we will go to break. Oh, never mind. That was the video itself playing music. Anyway, we'll be coming up on break in a second. But, you know, Joe Biggs, okay, he worked for InfoWars for a while and got in some trouble or something. And he comes on from time to time. Now you're going to see this anti-Antifa protest coming up in Portland. Okay, so that's coming up in probably a week and a half or something. So not saying anything big's going to happen, but you know, when you've had the Washington ICE headquarters allegedly attacked by this 60-something-year-old kook that bought into the concentration camp propaganda. You know, concentration camp, I mean, it's just so funny. These people walk into the country, and all of a sudden, these are concentration camps. I mean, it's just so loony and so absurd. But people are that dumb in this country where they suck it up, so... We'll see you guys up to the bottom of the hour.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We are back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. IncendiaryRadio.chatango.com. IncendiaryChat.chatango.com. IncendiaryQuencher.chatango.com. You like going into the chat rooms. So, power outages. You know, we talked about the New York thing. And some people around here lost some power. Let's roll clip 10.
utilities, which means, well, you're going to feel the heat. Look no further than last weekend, as Jackie was pointing out. Blackout threw New York into utter chaos for a while. It wasn't nearly as hot as it is today. I think it was in the 80s at the time. Now we're pushing 100 or higher. So what can we expect as the thermometers rise? Energy analyst Phil Flynn. Phil, what do you think?
I think right now we're going to challenge our infrastructure unlike anything we've had in years, Neil. And we're hearing from the utilities around the country that say that they are prepared for this, but they are prepared for the worst as well. Here in Illinois, Commonwealth Edison, where prices are going to, the temperatures are going to hit over 114 degrees. That's what it's going to feel like, the heat index today, are saying that they're going to have extra crews on hand. They're going to be working extra hours to respond to any possible power outages. And already we've had some power outages across the country. Some say it's because of the heat. Some say it's because of the aging infrastructure. Madison, Wisconsin had a major fire in one of their stations and knocked out power, which was extremely dangerous to those residents. Now, they say it wasn't directly related to the heat. It was a fire in a station. But at the end of the day, probably that fire was made worse by the hot temperatures. Across the country, too, we're getting different cities as well that are saying, you know, stay cool. Even Mayor de Blasio is saying maybe a good way to stay cool is take a bath, you know, keep your air conditioner out, take a bath, and maybe we can keep the lights on. So we're going to have to hope that that's a good advice for New York. Maybe here in Chicago we'll take the same advice, Neil.
All right, this is a family show, young man, but the image can only go so far.
All right,
thank
so
you very, very much.
Stop it there. You know what's strange is he said Com Edison, and that was when you get into Bill Ayers, his father was the head of Com Edison, and this just shows you it reminds you that just because someone's far up on the totem pole of a utility like that, or a big major corporation, or of course, as we know, big banks, doesn't mean that they aren't playing into or playing with or masterminding kind of communist skullduggery. Okay, so think about this. You know, you've got some Antifa goons in various cities operating at the behest of their shadowy masters. There could be some bad things that happen along with the regular criminal element. Hell, in all these cities, just the regular old run-of-the-mill gangsters and thugs and everything else. But think about coordinated kind of political violence connected with a power outage. And this is something that we have to keep our eyes on as well, because, you know, last week I played that stuff about that guy with the Civil War II stuff and how the Patriots are going to take down the power grids, and it's going to squeeze everybody in the blue cities where all the libs are and blah, 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 blah. But there could be some dark forces at work on the other side of the coin as well. And so I'm not one to want to take down power grids. I mean, things could go medieval very, very, very quick. You know, you'll see how long civilization really will last when that stuff happens. Let's go to clip 7 real quick. Now, this is quite interesting. Nuclear, biological, and chemical detectors, or what's being at least alleged that these devices are going up in various places around the country. Let's roll 7.
Well, this is a heads up here for what DARPA is doing across the country. They are now making moves, putting nuclear, biological, and chemical detectors in public venues. This is what they're saying they are. Now, granted, they could be putting exactly this into these areas. But what we've seen in the past is sensors and devices like this can do a whole lot more than just one thing. They can track things, they can track people. And they are detectors, ultimately, that are being set up all around the place. Surveillance devices. Normally, when people hear or think of a city setting up massive surveillance systems, they think of something like China. But now the United States is joining the ranks here, with these devices that they're putting up all over the place in the guise of safety. And the program itself is called Preemptive Expression of Protective Alleles and Response Elements. They put all that in there just to be able to dub it Prepare, using the PR from Preemptive in there. And it addresses four major threat areas: influenza infection, opioid overdose, organosphate poisoning, exposure to gamma radiation. That's just what they're saying. It's detecting. How are you going to detect an opioid overdose? How are you going to detect if someone is just laying on the ground sleeping, or if, you know, they're OD'd? How is that? Are you reading their body temperature, heartbeat, their consciousness, dare I say? This goes a lot further than what most people even realize. And I just want you to be aware that a whole new system of surveillance devices are going up around the country. And of course, as always, they're going to say they're going up for security purposes and to keep you safe. But what are they really doing is the question. I'll leave a link and I'll update as
a... stop it there. Now, that's creepy as hell. So you talk about Minority Report and so forth and so on. So NBC detectors, nuclear, biological, and chemical. But then when you break down the, I guess, the chemical aspect and the biological aspect, flu and then opioid overdose. So this is what's fascinating is, are you going to be sitting here getting blasted with who knows what kind of biological element to scan you to see if you have the flu or this Minority Report detector that's sitting there two stories up on the skyscraper as you walk by. Really, really weird. All right. And so the continuity of government, the long march through the institutions as far as like this beast system of technology and surveillance and everything continues under Trump. Okay, so a lot of people, you know, a lot of people in the alternative media are really starting to, you know, go part their ways when it comes to Trump. Okay, you got your loyal people, Jack Posobiec and Alex Jones and all those people on that side. And then you've got people like Rents and Dr. Ted and Austin Brower and so forth, and some of the people over on this side. Well, Millennium Report, the folks over there, American Intelligence Media and so forth, they're basically done with Trump, and they think that the guy's, you know, gone completely haywire, and he's been a fraud from the beginning, and he duped everybody and so forth and so on. So this is one of the latest articles from them. MAGA Gate, the hidden agenda behind Donald Trump. Trump only has one metric by which he measures his success, the stock market. So when the stock market comes crashing down, and it will, his failed presidency will be exposed for the utter disaster it has truly been, not only for the American people, but also for the world at large. And, you know, when Trump first got in the game, I was reading articles from this site and others that said basically Trump's jumping in because he's going to be the bankruptcy reorganization master for the United States, since he's already done it in his personal life numerous times with his, casinos and properties and so forth. But let me continue a little bit. Our readership surely knows by now that State of the Nation no longer supports President Trump. How could this alt media platform back the world's premier pitch man for the exceedingly dangerous military deployment of 5G across the USA? Of course, Israel, as we've covered a while back, they're not putting in 5G, and some other places aren't either. However, there are several other reasons for abandoning Trump. Some of them are much more serious than others, but they're all highly consequential. When considered in the aggregate, President Trump clearly poses a grave and present danger to the United States of America, as well as to the entire planetary civilization. Now, there's a lot of people that are really tying, and I'm going off script here, but there's a lot of people tying into the British tanker seizure, okay, that just happened by the Iranians, allegedly, and then top up on Drudge reports basically saying you got these Israeli ministers bragging that they've been killing a lot of Iranians lately. And so you have the good old Brits, our good old friends. And, you know, what's fascinating is, remember, a lot of this stuff with the Spygate was really coming out of Britain and has been exposed as such. I mean, all kinds of weird stuff. The Cambridge Analytica and the Steele dossier and all this stuff. A lot of it's British stuff. And, you know, like, a lot of people hypothesize that the Brits were the really ones that didn't want Trump in and so forth and so on. But anyway, so the British tanker's now been seized. The Israeli minister bragging about killing a bunch of Iranians. And so a lot of people are looking at how close we've been to World War III lately, and that we were 17 seconds away from pressing the buttons, and the whole thing with the Russian sub, which we covered, a planetary catastrophe was averted, blah, 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 blah. A lot of stuff here. But back to the article real quick. First and foremost, it is our studied opinion that Trump is not well, that he is sick, very sick, and on a different levels of his being. Alarmingly, he probably does not even know what ails him, because Trump lacks even the slightest degree of self-examination or introspection or self-inquiry. Now, I'm not saying this is my opinion. I'm just reading this article to kind of give everybody the flavor of which, like, the rents kind of side of alternative media has really turned its back on Trump and said they got suckered. And, you know, remember the stuff with the reverse speech and all that stuff. Quite interesting when you get into all this. It's just, it's almost too much to even try to keep your head wrapped around it all. But what many of us have perceived in our network since his election is a slow motion deterioration caused by perhaps early onset dementia. Trump's often provocative and inflammatory 3 a.m. tweets are a perfect example of this armchair diagnosis. His extremely offensive daytime tweets offer further evidence that Trump has gone off the rails in a permanent way. And then, but think about this. On the other side, you've got the Q people, okay, who are saying that every keystroke of Trump's tweets is a code and it's a chess move. Remember Covfefe? This alleged misspelling of a word way, way back, and people made T-shirts out of it. I mean, but that was all done on purpose because Trump is just like 5D dimensional chess, you know, genius. And, you know, it's I'm back and forth with this. It's interesting to look at both camps and to flesh out the arguments on both sides. And, you know, what am I going to do about it anyway? I'm sitting here just like you are, trying to discern and decipher what seems like what rings the truest, you know, according to what I've already amassed in my organic hard drive that we all call a brain upstairs. I mean, that's all any of us can do. And, you know, when people start to get very arrogant and claim that they know for sure that Trump drinks 20 Diet Cokes a day and eats Big Macs, I don't know what the guy eats. You know, it's just, it's kind of interesting. In all likelihood, Trump is taking powerful pharmaceutical drugs for various health, medical ailments and health conditions, which are surely worsening his dementia. This is just one reason why he has refused to release his medical records. And if you looked at those debates when he was debating against Hillary, he did exhibit signs that maybe he was on some sort of an upper, you know, kind of a sweaty upper lip and, you know, snort. I'm like, look, he could have just been nervous. You don't know how people act under the lights, you know. This is all hard to gauge. Just like other POTUSes before him, there's also the great likelihood that he's being secretly dosed with psychotropic drugs, which make him more pliable and especially vulnerable to various types of mind control programming. This is a high pop possibility with all the vipers that surround a politician now. There's no telling what they do to the people's foods and water and so forth and so on. You even had, you know, I remember when Trump first jumped in the game where Jones and these guys, he sends people out to McDonald's so he doesn't get poisoned and so forth and so on. So, you know, of course, his notoriously bad diet further exacerbates this mental condition, as does the accelerating aging process that inevitably occurs with such a super high-stress job. Eating Big Macs and aspartame-laced drinking diet sodas only contributes to his compromised psychological profile. So I'm going to leave this one there, but, you know, and we've all heard Rents talking about this for months, and you know, I've never seen the president drink anything or eat anything. And so a lot of people are relying on secondhand information. And we all just have to remember that as well. So see you guys after the break. Feeling fine,
but when who's inside, yeah, yeah. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
bricks and a mortar lights out in the dirt. They laid me this path, no direction but hurt.
Okay, we're back. So, I want to do a little short segment here before the top of the hour. Costa Rica, okay? A bunch of people dead from methanol-tainted alcohol. Now, we know about the Dominican. A bunch of people dead there. So now Costa Rica's been hit with a bunch of tainted alcohol. Now, the interesting thing is this ties in, you know, this is what sucks, is because anything that where people enjoy, you know, they, a lot of homeless people and alcoholics were the ones killed in, with this alcohol. So it's probably some sort of bootleg stuff that some clandestine operators are into, probably organized crime. But, you know, the problem with these Caribbean nations and so forth, you know, China's had a big problem with this, like antifreeze-like substances added to their booze. I remember when I lived over on Okinawa for quite some time, they were having a problem, and this was back in the beginning of the 90s. And so this isn't a new problem, but it seems like somebody is making this stuff deadly on purpose, not just to try to, you know, extend the life of their booze by adding other things to it, but actually making the stuff deadly. It really gets me into that whole, and I've covered this ad nauseum, is the genetic modification of cannabis. Okay, so here in Missouri, we just passed, and all these people are lining up to get their freaking cannabis licenses, and this whole damn thing's about to erupt here. Illinois is in the process now of completely recreational marijuana and so forth, cannabis. So now Missouri, it's going pretty much kind of the medical route, I believe. I haven't really researched it too much, but all of these people are trying to jump in the game and become growers, cultivators, and so forth. And unfortunately, the stuff's becoming weaponized from various sources, and we're going to watch and watch. It's going to become deadly as well. See you guys on the other side. Natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question my line of work. But I've got a family, and I feed them off of death. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle